Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue our studies in the titles and names of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've already mentioned there are some 120 names and titles of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, a title is a descriptive name. And the titles of our Lord lead us to the glories of what he really is, because we know him by his titles. Now today we wish, with the help of the Lord, to consider his governmental glories as in his titles expressed in the Word of God. The Lord is referred to as the Lord of glory in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 8. He is referred to as the Prince of the Kings of the Earth in Revelation 1 and 5. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Revelation 19:16, and the King of Israel in John chapter 1 and verse 49. And incidentally, in the first chapter of John's Gospel, there are 11 titles of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you can believe it, of 120 titles and names in the Bible connected with our Lord Jesus Christ, 11 of them are found in one chapter, the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. John writes of the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And we'll just take a quick rundown on those titles. They're very interesting. He's mentioned as the Word, the Logos, in verses 1 and 14. He's mentioned as the Light, capital L, that lights every man that comes into the world, in verse 7. He's referred to as the only begotten of the Father, verse 14. He's referred to as Jesus Christ, and of course Christ is a title, verse 17. He's referred to the Lamb of God in verse 29, as to the Son of God in verse 34 and 43, Rabbi and Master in verse 38. He's referred to as the Christ, the definite article, in verse 41, and the Messiah in verse 41. Nathaniel refers to him as the King of Israel in verse 49, and he is referred to as the Son of Man, capital S on the Son, in the Son of Man in verse 51. 11 wonderful titles of our Lord in one chapter. What a chapter for meditation. What a chapter for study. However, we are going to read now in the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah, beginning at verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." We're trying to develop the subject, the governmental glories of our Lord Jesus Christ. "And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. And the throne of David, upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And so we have his reign prophesied. And we want to study today, to caption our study, with four headings: his reign prophesied, his coming to reign announced, his coming to reign was denied, and his coming to reign is finalized. Now we read here in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "The government shall be upon his shoulder." This is significant language. The shoulder is the place of strength. That is seen throughout the scripture. "The government shall be upon his shoulder." But there's a precious thought that is expressed in Luke chapter 15. When the shepherd goes out after the sheep which is lost, he had 100 sheep, one of them was lost. He left the 99 in the wilderness and went after the sheep that was lost. And when he found it, he laid it on his shoulders, plural. Now the Lord Jesus Christ can carry the governments of this world on one shoulder. But the sheep that is lost shares both of his shoulders. Do you think the sheep is safe? I think he's safe. And then he goes home and calls together his friends and said, rejoice with me, I have found my sheep which was lost. The shoulders of our Lord Jesus. What a place to be. The sheep that was lost, trusting him as Savior, Shepherd and Lord, the shepherd that gave his life for the sheep, died for their sins, that they might know him as their very own. Now, we want to consider his coming to reign as announced in Luke chapter 1. This is the message that Gabriel, the angel, that great angel, Gabriel gave. We read in verse 28, and the angel commanded unto her, that is to Mary, and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. Another title, incidentally. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Yes, his kingdom and his kingship was announced to Mary as he should reign upon the throne of David. But sadly enough, his coming to reign was denied. Pilate had the Lord Jesus Christ upon his hand. Pilate was afraid of Christ. He had a vague misgiving that this person was something extra. He didn't want to crucify Christ. His wife sent a message to him, Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things today because of him in a dream. But Pilate wants to deliver the Lord Jesus, so he, when it comes to the preparation of the Passover in John 19 and 14 and 15, and we read there, and it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, he said, that is Pilate speaking to the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said unto him, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. They rejected him as king. He did not come in the pomp and circumstances that they expected. He came as a lowly Nazarene, and they were indeed absolutely thrown off the real temper and the real purpose of his coming. Now, actually, we know he came to save sinners, but he offered himself as their king. He came to reign as their king, and they rejected him as their king. So his reign, his coming to reign was denied. But his coming to reign is finalized in Revelation chapter 19 and beginning at verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture, dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. And the armies which followed in heaven were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of the Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Our Lord Jesus Christ here is coming out of heaven to reign over this earth, and he's going to conquer in that coming day. Christ is coming back to reign on this earth where you and I live, move and breathe and have our being. They thought they were through with him and they put him on a cross. They were not through with him. God's promises the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. God does not change his mind. Christ is going to be king, and he's going to reign in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Before that, of course, will be what we call the Great Tribulation, the 70th week of Daniel, a period of 7 years in which the Lord will reap his justice and judgment upon this earth. And then here he comes before the battle of Armageddon to reign as the king. And the character of his reign is spoken of in the 11th chapter of the book of Isaiah, the prophecy of Isaiah. I think it would do us well to read it. The character of the reign of the coming king. There shall come forth the rod of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he shall make him of quick understanding and the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Now this, of course, you know chronologically, and in the book of Isaiah, is after the announcement in the 9th chapter that the government should be upon his shoulder and his name should be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So this is the character of his reign. He shall make him of quick understanding and the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and the breath of his lips shall slay the wicked. Then the righteous shall be a girdle of his loins. Righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithful the girdle of his reins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, and the young ones shall lay down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox, and the suckling child shall play upon the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice. Then the whole nature of the animal kingdom is going to be changed, and the people are going to reign back in the agricultural age. And every man shall dwell under his vine and under his own fig tree. It will be a wonderful thing. War will be past. They'll beat their spears into their pruning hooks and their plows into their swords into plowshares. A wonderful time is coming. Our Heavenly Father, help us to look forward to the coming of the King of Righteousness. May we realize that he's King now, even in our hearts. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.